At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Love Camino and Rich.
Yeah, who doesn't, man? It's a pleasure to be here. You might know us from Fox Sports Sunday. You might know us from our years at Sirius XM. We're still on. You might know us from the store. I'm the guy getting the free samples at Trader Joe's. I'm Steve Covino. That's Rich Davis.
Did they bring those back?
Yeah. That's Rich Davis, the guy who thinks that he's above the law like Steven Seagal, where he could just take whatever he wants from Costco and Trader Joe's and things like that.
Samples are there to be had.
Yeah. No, but he takes what he wants.
I put on a fake mustache. Rich, I make the loops.
No. Rich is also the guy who thinks that he can get away with taking free candy sometimes at the supermarket.
Well, it's there for that reason.
Oh, yeah. See?
The places where you weigh your own candy, account for people taking a handful.
I'm sorry, Rich Davis, above the law. That's Rich Davis. Spotty's here.
I'm like Steven Seagal.
Joel.
Above the law.
Ricky. Elijah. Dan Beyer. And thank you guys for hanging out with us, giving you the headlines so you know what's going on today, right? When you're in the elevator with Johnson, he's giving you that small talk. We're trying to prepare you for the rest of the day. Aaron Rodgers. The big story, but a non-story. It's only a story because he's Aaron Rodgers, and the media leads with that because he's Aaron Rodgers. He wants excellence from his receivers. His receivers, young receivers, as he points out, because they're not necessarily the receivers he wanted.
He just wants more consistency.
Yes.
He wants less drops.
He demands excellence like any leader would.
I know.
So that's a story. Antonio Brown woke up. Sending nasty grams, woke up angry, mad about Tom Brady and his trainer, and he's tweeting about him. But I think he's just really promoting his new dance craze. Do your dance, AB! Put that S on. His songs are terrible, by the way. So, yeah, we talked about that. And then, Rich, before we talk about your family / sports drama, I do want to say, again, I know we're all over thoughts and prayers, but what else can I do right now? There's a kid out of the Utah Little League. You know, Little League World Series starts today.
Oh, is this a terrible story about the kid that fell out of a bunk bed?
Dude.
What a terrible story.
So bad.
Horrible story.
Fell out of a bunk bed. The story was he was in a coma or whatever, but now he's gotten surgery and they're just hoping he gets better.
Wow.
He was Oliverson suffered a serious head injury Sunday after falling off his bunk bed in the middle of the night in Williamsport. And apparently he got operated on. They're optimistic. They're hoping the surgery was a success and that the brain swelling goes down. But, like, everyone's pulling for this
little kid.
Yeah,
what a nightmare.
And, you know, you probably heard about this Utah Little League story. Again, Eastern Oliverson, just wishing him the best. Really sad. So if there's any updates, we'll keep you posted.
All man. Right. Well, hey, little of everything this morning on Kavino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick. So here's the dilemma I want to throw at you guys. 877-99 on Fox. I said before, my family's out of town. My wife's family's out of town. We live here in Southern California. So when her family visits, they're coming from the Austin, San Antonio area.
Okay.
And I got the message from her dad. Hey, how's mid-October to come visit? See you guys, see the kids. And then I got a message from another one of her family members. Like,
by the way, you realize it's, I have to point this out for the sake of conversation, how nice it is that people are trying to come and visit.
Oh, of course.
When no one wants to visit, like, what you're saying is a wonderful thing.
Of course. I mean, parents visiting, cousins, people, you know, Southern California is a nice place to visit, though. I get it.
Not to everybody. But.
But. Here's the big but. And I know you like big butts, Joel.
He cannot lie.
Yes, I do.
So.
No lies told.
Never trust a big butt and a smile. Did you learn that lesson, too, in the 90s?
It's poison.
That girl is poison.
It's dangerous.
So here's the dilemma. And this sounds completely selfish and stupid, but hear me out. My father-in-law and my wife's sister on two separate occasions reached out and said, hey, what's a good time to visit? Maybe, you know, once the school year gets underway and the kids have a couple days off or a nice long weekend, how's mid-October? And my first thought was, that is playoff baseball time.
Sounds like they're trying to provide you with a mid-October.
Yeah, how was your October? Mid.
Kind of mid, because the family came to visit.
And I love her family. And that's not just me kissing ass. I actually do love her dad. Him and I bond over football, music, everything. I love her family, but
that's a blessing.
I almost want to be like, hey, how about like late September or November? Because I'm a big New York Mets fan. I'm not some wild fanatic. I'm not painting my face like a baseball thinking I'm Mr. Met. But the Mets are traditionally not very good. If you've watched any baseball, you realize that this year, the Mets and the Dodgers look like they're on a collision course for the National League Championship. I mean, you know, Braves fans might disagree after whooping the Mets' ass the last two nights.
Collision course Jay-Z and Linkin Park style.
But the Dodgers and Mets, ideally, for baseball and just for me, that seems like the National League Championship Series. And before that, even if the Mets collapsed, they'd still be a wild card. The Mets are the type of team that makes the playoffs every 5 to 10 years.
I think it's safe to say they'll be playing
in October.
In October.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But, I mean, they're pitching.
But, Kavino, there's certain teams that, whether you're an NFL fan, NBA, Major League Baseball, there's teams that have droughts where, like the Mariners, might make the playoffs for the first time this year. I think since, like, Edgar Martinez was DH. Like, some teams go on a long stretch. Now, the Mets aren't that bad, but they made the playoffs in 2015. But before that, it was like 06. So it's not like the Mets are always in the mix. Is it wrong for me to tell my wife's family, that might be a time? What if I want to go to a Mets-Dodgers game? What if I want to go back to New York and treat myself to a playoff game? What if?
How about you just want to get in the zone?
Yeah, what? Yeah,
in
what
the
if,
comfort of your own home without people interrupting and taking away from the vibe of.
Okay, let me ask. Did you tell your wife this hesitation yet?
Yeah, and she sort of understands me. She does because
wow.
She gets because she sees me watching the stupid Mets every day, and I'm like,
again, another blood. You're very lucky.
But my
that's another very lucky scenario you're in right now.
Is it wrong to say? Oh, would love to have you. In fact, I'll buy your plane ticket. We love visitors. However, if it's like a Wednesday, Joel.
You know it's going to be received, though, on the flip side. But, or it could be received.
Like,
as,
is this guy serious?
Is this guy serious? That's ridiculous. It's like, I'll give you an example. I don't mean to. Well, let's pretend we're having a clandestine conversation.
Let me explain one thing before you tell me your little clandestine conversation. If it's a Wednesday, Ricky, back me up or not. You might think I'm crazy, too. If it's a Wednesday and It's like game three of the NLDS or something, and the Mets are playing, the Braves or Padres or something, and the family's like, we're at Universal Studios. Then I'm the jerk that's like, oh, we got to get home. We got to wrap it up, Jurassic Park ride. Let's get the hell out of here. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but you think I want to be like, hey, we're going to Malibu for dinner. Not tonight. It's game three. I just don't want to be that guy. So do
you
I avoid?
No, you're very much that guy.
Son
you're
of a.
You're trying to pretend like you're not, but that's how you're behaving. I don't blame you as a fan. Like, you're trying to get out of that 1986 mindset. You're rooting for your Mets. I get it.
Dude, the last time the Mets won, I was six.
Yeah, you called out the Mariners. Last time you got to celebrate, Keith Hernandez was doing drugs in the dugout. Come on.
My daughter, who I said started kindergarten 2 days ago, she's like, Dad, let's go Mets.
Allegedly.
She goes, are they going to win the trophy this year? I go, baby girl, the last time the Mets won the trophy, I was your age. So maybe you're good luck, but
so I get
likely
it.
Not. But if, mother-in-law or my wife's sister and her kids, if people are in town and they're like, where do you want to go? The Santa Monica Pier? I'm like, my living room. The Mets are on. So I don't know. Is it spot selfish or not for me to...
Completely selfish.
Is it? What do I really love and want? I'm a good husband. I'm a good dad.
You love
I'm
Alf.
A good friend.
You love Alf. You love Joe Montana, the 49ers. You love Hulk Hogan.
Don't recap my, don't recap my Mets.
He still loves Jimmy G.
Oh, and he loves weak-ass like graphic t-shirts like with tigers on them. How many Tiger t-shirts do you have, by the way?
I was the Tiger King before he was years ago.
This guy's still rocking his pandemic collection. But, Spot, he asked you, is he selfish?
I have so many Tiger shirts. I actually have an Alan Trammell shirt, too.
Yes.
What's up, Spot?
As someone whose family never visits, it's so selfish. You can't take a break? You can't watch the highlights?
I'm not saying I don't understand.
I mean,
I'm saying
that's insanity.
It's like...
You can't do what Covino
takes
does.
Precedence. You can still watch the games.
Yeah, you can't do what Covino does and just have the phone out
and wherever ignore, you are. And ignore everyone?
And ignore everyone?
You can. Or you can make a fun family night out of it, right? Instead of saying, hey, no. Like, I see both sides of the coin. Don't get it twisted. I'm just saying it's going to be received, you know, in a weird way. For example, let's pretend we're not nationwide on Fox Sports Radio right now.
Yeah.
Rich, every time there's a family event and my brother-in-law doesn't show up, we'll be like, hey, let's keep him anonymous. Where's Carl? Carl's watching WrestleMania, or Carl's watching Monday Night Raw. Like, wait, he didn't show up for the dinner because he's watching wrestling? You don't think the family eye rolls a little bit?
Because
my brother-in-law's big into wrestling, and he'll be like, you know, and I get it. Like, that's his thing. Mm. That's his Super Bowl. That's his night. His buds are coming by. He doesn't want to do those things, and I don't blame him. I really don't. But don't think for a second that other people aren't like, shh, grow up.
Again,
I mean, they did call ahead to see.
Yeah, right? That's another good point.
I gave suggestions. Yeah. I said, Dave, how about the end of September? And he's like, oh, man, well, look at those dates.
You so just say, hey, that works better for me.
Now, my dad, my father-in-law's a sports fan, Joel. He's a big Packers guy, so you would not like him.
Oh, no.
Being a Lions guy. But I, you know what? I sent him and my wife, as this is when I first started. You know when you first start dating someone and you're new in the relationship? I was such a ass kisser. I sent my wife and her dad, who are Packers fans.
What do you mean, were? You still are.
I still am an ass kisser. I sent them to the Super Bowl.
It's Rich's middle name.
Where Aaron Rodgers and the Packers beat the Steelers. And,
oh, my goodness.
And that was like, I was like, guess what? I got you and your dad tickets to the Super Bowl. So I could do no wrong in her dad's eyes.
Well, Rich, let me ask you. Am I wrong if I was to just say wanting to take advantage of you getting me free tickets to come? I was like, oh, free tickets?
Yeah, if you throw in the, oh, you know, come a little earlier and I'll even pay. I got your airline tickets on me. Maybe spice up the deal.
That's honestly going out of your way to be again an ass kisser, but you pretty much eliminate this awkwardness.
But I also feel like if I jokingly said, hey, it's good. That's a baseball playoff time as long as you're cool watching the Mets with me, right?
that's not going.
No.
Ha ha, gave it away.
Yeah, just tape the games, Rich.
Yeah. Tape them. Tape the games and do that thing. You ever see that How I Met Your Mother episode where they all didn't watch the Super Bowl and they went through the day with blinders on so that they didn't see any anything?
By the way, Ricky, I say tape the games too, and I'm just making a note and throwing it out there that it's like such a dated thing. Like, right? Who's taping anything? Like, we're recording it, and I say taping all the time too, as if I got my VHS ready.
Get it ready.
To record the Mets playoffs.
Oh.
I do it all the time. That's why it stands out to me. And I'm like, oh, I sound like an old guy doing that.
I saw a meme, speaking of tapes.
Ricky by no means is an old guy.
Oh, Ricky's a young guy.
Yeah, he's younger than all of us.
Have you guys seen that meme where it's like, have you played VHS roulette? It's like, what's VHS roulette? And it's when you find an old VHS tape and you're like, is this Thanksgiving 98? Is this an old game I taped? Is it a Sunday night Disney movie? Or is it Smut? You'll never know. Those blank VHS tapes you find at like, your parents' house? It's a fun game. What is on this?
Well, it's not
some late night Skinamax movie. You
think? Not as dangerous as you think, because nobody has a VHS player anymore. Right? Good luck finding one. I have one, but it's in storage somewhere.
What do you? What percentage of people?
Yeah.
Do you think still have a VCR somewhere in their apartment or house? Like as an emergency, like
Spot. What do you think? I think you're the best guy to answer this question.
I'm going to say 23%.
Really?
23%.
That high?
That's high to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Do you think more people? Somewhere in their basement, their attic, their garage, their apartment somewhere.
Hold on. I feel like you're trying to take the heat off of your selfish expectations.
I certainly am.
Yes, exactly.
Do you think more people have a VCR or the ability to play a cassette on a Walkman or Boombox?
Oh.
Do you think you would have an easier time finding somewhere to play a VHS tape or a cassette?
Cassette.
You think some people still have... Oh, most obsolete?
Most obsolete.
Like, you can't find a...
Nah. Who is it? You have a cassette deck?
I feel like a lot of people have old stereo equipment. They swear by that old
setup. Like, you might go to, like, your old grandma or mom or dad's house, and they still have, like,
sounds
their...
Sounds better.
Yeah, you got the record... It's like the record player cassette combo. Dude. They never got rid of that.
Last time I played a cassette, the Mets won the World Series. It was my Mega Mix 86. Mega Mix 86. So, I don't know, but... Let's not lose track of what Rich is saying.
If you guys have any feedback, at Covino and Rich, is it wrong? Because I know there's plenty of people. You've talked about this. We've been to weddings and events where it's a Saturday night, and you're like, yo, their wedding is the same night as the Mayweather fight.
I remember.
And then everyone's paying attention to like a fight or something on the TV instead of the wedding.
My mom will say I'm making this up because she says I exaggerate. But this is a true story. I had a family member that had a wedding. And it was my half-Mexican side. She had the wedding the same night as, like, a Chavez fight in the 90s.
Oh,
like Chavez in the 90s? You kidding me? Now it's like, must-watch TV.
We now pronounce you husband and wife. They turn around, no one's there. Everyone's at the TV at the bar.
Like, and I remember there was, like a family sort of emergency because everyone was watching the fight instead of, you know, on the dance floor.
No one's doing the electric slide.
No one's doing the Macarena. You know, we were rooting Chavez on. I remember it being an issue. So, yeah, those things do matter, and I commend you for thinking ahead.
I am thinking
because
ahead.
Because I would not even be thinking like that. Not because I don't believe in my team, just because I'm a bozo and I wouldn't think about it.
It sounds ridiculous.
And I also wouldn't put the game that I could watch on TV over a family visit.
I know.
That goes to show me
family, I get it.
How
family,
freaking selfish you are.
Family, family first, but I'm just saying, if you watch sports, and you watch the Yankees every day. In fact, yesterday, if you missed yesterday's show, we talked about how win or lose, Covino watches, no joke, like 9 hours of every Yankees game. Like, he never gives up. So you're trying to tell me, after you... Annoying.
You mean to tell me
you built a
time machine out of a DeLorean?
You mean to tell me that after watching 106, I have to do this just for the heck of it. 162.
If you're just joining us, we're Covino and Rich and Spot and Joel and Ricky and Elijah. We're in for the great Dan Patrick, Rich's father-in-law, who happens to be a big Packers guy, big Packers fan, big sports fan. Which is why he loves Rich, by the way, because he's the biggest cheesehead I know. Happens to be visiting during baseball playoff time, and Rich is thinking about telling him, nah.
Like, yeah, maybe
and
a little
hoping
earlier.
That he understands because he is a sports guy.
Or if he does visit, which
but
I want him to.
If he's such a sports guy and you like him so much, why can't you enjoy the game together?
That's
to me, that like I'm a big fight fan, too.
Yeah.
let's say, when's the next? Oh, you know what? Triple G Canelo next month. Or Usyk Joshua this weekend.
Yeah.
Right, some big fights coming up. But let's say Triple G Canelo. September, I believe, 17th or something like that. Family wants to come visit. First off, I got to make it very clear. That's the last thing on my mind. The first thing on my mind is, oh, they're coming to visit. Right. Yeah. Wow. That's where your head
Holy
should be.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, like, that's great. That's so nice of you. Let me figure out how we can make this work. The games and fights, that's the last thing in my mind. So that's a wild part of the story first place. But then I would put two and two together. I'm like, oh, wait, that's the weekend of the fight. Oh, cool. Now we can make a bigger night of this.
That's if everyone wants to do it. But we can wrap it up with simply, you watch roughly 1,500 innings of Yankee baseball a year. When it actually matters in October, do you want to be walking on the Santa Monica Pier with your cousin or something?
Yeah, but you don't have to.
You watch a meaningless Yankees White Sox game in August.
That's true.
But if it's the American League Championship versus the Astros and your uncle's in town, he's like, hey, okay. I really love to go see Malibu.
But you're also assuming that you have to play tour guide right when the game is up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Just,
like,
it's just
I feel like you're overplanning. Like,
he wants the whole game day.
Right. Like, you have to be on the Santa Monica Pier when the game is on in your story. It's possible. I get it, but.
Well, it's just a hypothetical.
The hypothetical is Rich sounding like a selfish ninny right now, a selfish cheesehead, or does he have a solid point?
Rich only watches the first five innings anyway, right?
Yeah, and then I cut out if someone's winning or losing big. You know me.
We learned that yesterday. Yeah.
All right, well, we have more Kavino on Rich. And your phone calls and feedback, 877-99 on Fox. Filling in for Dan Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your best friends you never asked for. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, for those of you expecting Dan Patrick and you're like, oh.
Surprise!
It's us, Kavino and Rich.
It's like hitting the button on a vending machine and like the bootleg snack comes out.
That's what my dad used to do. I used to ride with a vending machine repairman. His name was my dad, Steve.
Yeah.
And my dad would trick people. It would say, like, Yoo-hoo, but inside it would be chocolate cow. Or it would say Pepsi, but you'd get, like, RC Cola.
Your dad's the worst vending machine guy ever.
That's why he doesn't do it anymore, I think, maybe. But, yeah, he had a good run. He had a good run. And here we are, KavinoandRich.com. Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox. I do want to get to the phone calls and the feedback.
Yeah, let's do it right now. And then I have a great question about cooking. I have a question about the NFL and a bunch of stuff coming up. All right, the dilemma is simply this. I love my wife's family, and I'm not just saying that to be an ass kisser. I actually do love my wife's family, but there was a suggestion of a mid-October visit to Los Angeles, and my first thought was, my New York Mets are going to be in the playoffs for the first time in a while. I can't be entertaining at the Santa Monica Pier, going to Universal and Disney and going to the beach.
By the way, I have to say this again for sake of conversation. It's not their first time here. You still have to play tour guide?
But I don't even
like,
want...
Usually you do that for like first, second time visitors. You've been in LA for years now.
Maybe that's why no one visits you.
You still have to take them out?
Maybe they expect more.
Can't you just chill? Can't you just enjoy the game together? Like, these are all things that we have to ask.
Of course. But again, our buddy Rob hit us up and he goes, listen, what about if your team loses? Now you're in a mad mood.
Oh, that's a good one. All right.
Sour around your family.
It sounds a little less selfish. Rich is basically saying he can't give his attention to his in-laws. If the Mets are in the playoffs, when the Mets are in the playoffs.
Is this
good planning?
Yes,
is this good thinking? Or but just completely selfish and ridiculous?
I may have the solution. And the solution is I suggested a couple other dates. I'm like, yo, how about the very end of September or the first week of October?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, first week of October?
Yeah.
Wild card. I don't care.
You wouldn't let, or shouldn't let them in on your reasoning here.
Yeah.
Because I just think it makes you sound like a selfish bozo.
Also, how does your wife feel that you're acting this way about her family?
She seems to understand.
She gets
which
it.
Which is crazy.
That's
insane.
She gets
insane.
It because
she puts
she
up
knows.
With his buffoonery. That's why. Rich thinks everything he does is great because his wife is so kind and puts up with it.
Yeah, because I took ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers. I'm a great lover.
She gets along with it, but she's going to tell him.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I am so kind to her family, and they're kind to me. I just think that
I'm so kind.
Oh, shut up. Alfonso.
I'm the greatest.
I'm the best.
You're such a good guy.
I hate you. Alfonso in Florida, what's going on, man? We're talking about making plans during the big game. Like, all right, if you're a big football fan, yo, real quick, hold on, Alfonso. Joel, your Lions. I don't want to hype you up, but the expectations are the Lions could be one of the most improved teams in the NFL. So if the Lions
who said that
if the Lions make the playoffs and it's the first Lions playoff game in a long time and everyone's like, hey Joel, like your cousin's coming in from out of town, we're gonna go out for lunch. Nah,
a little bit different than you, Rich. I'm given the whole week worth of events before they get here. Okay, Lions play tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Nothing going on that day. Don't plan anything. We ain't going nowhere.
Okay. That's fair. All right, let's go to Alfonso. What's up, man?
Yeah, I kind of would lean on the side of doing, the playoffs. And if the wife understands, I mean, that's the key, the happy wife theme.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Wisconsin, although I'm in the Trumplandia. And basically, if the Packer games is on, you could rob a bank. Nobody is doing anything but watching Packer games.
Yeah. Period. Yeah, I'll be honest. That's the truth. You got to also assess the people visiting. And if they're sports fans, they will understand.
They'd always say that when Pacquiao fought, like, the streets in the Philippines were completely empty because
everyone's watching.
Was watching the Pacquiao fight.
What's up, Manny? Manuel in California. What's up, buddy? Kavino and Rich.
Yes, sir. Good morning, man. Hey, this is my first time on technically on the Dan Patrick Show.
Nice.
So I appreciate you guys taking the call.
Thanks, bro.
But Rich, man, I totally sympathize with you. I go through it all the time. But like your previous caller said, or Rob said, it's baseball. It's not the last game. You have, you know, it's not a one and done. The way I approach these things is I take it for the team, and I go with the family, and it brings a good omen. It brings good luck.
Oh.
And like your other guy said, that hey, especially if you go and, you know, say, hey, guys, I don't want to do anything, and then they lose, it's a double whammy. I'm telling you. And today, with today's technology, it's the age of the connectivity. You got your phone, you got Yahoo Sports, you got all the apps. You'll be constantly in the know.
That is true.
And I think you'll enjoy it more.
Hey, you know, that's a great call. Thank you, Manny.
Truthfully, it's really not the biggest problem, but
I'll tell you,
I had to bring it up because it crossed my mind. I'm like, oh no.
Again, I commend you for thinking ahead that. I do, because I would be like, oh man, I didn't even think of that. That's the kind of guy I am. But you do have an advantage over, you know, guys like Manuel and anyone else, because you could always say, I mean, this is what I kind of do for a living. And that's the difference. It takes you out of like just the fan. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm
a crazy fan?
This is what he does.
So you have a very exceptional advantage.
I'm covering the game.
Right.
Rich has to work.
What do you mean you're covering the game? You're in the living room. I'm covering the game.
Right. Like, you do have
an excuse that not everybody has. You're drinking. You're high. I'm covering the game.
Covering the game? The guy just took two edibles.
It's work. It's very work-related. But hey, everyone's got that. You know, I learned this, as Apollo Creed would say back in the day, the hard way. I learned this the hard way.
When some people need to learn the hard way.
And then Draco killed him.
He learned the hard way, man.
Some people learn the hard way. I dated some girl in my 20s, and she planned some romantic weekend, and it was the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And I remember the whole time hating it. Like, the divisional week, as you know, that's the week of football. You got, you know, multiple games every day, and it's, and I said, I'm never falling for this again. All right, Kavino and Rich, Dan Patrick Show.
Wait a minute. A honey took you away for a romantic weekend.
I'm thinking about this too, Joel. You know, I'm like, wow. What's your
enchanted cottage.
Yeah.
Away from everything.
Joel, I never had a shortage of booty, but I have had a shortage of my team's winning. Follow? Booty's never been a problem. The Mets are 49ers winning? That could be a problem.
You want to eat W's.
Yeah.
No, I just really think you're next level.
What do you want to eat?
Spot. I, as a voice of reason, like, is he just out of his mind?
He's out of his mind.
Yeah, he really is.
All right.
You're out of your mind.
There's a part of me, it's too early. But I'd want to strangle you, I think. I'm just hearing it out for the sake of conversation. I think you're kind of crazy, dude.
You know what? Love you guys. You know what else I love? I wanted to bring this up. Totally unrelated to sports, but I'm late to the party on something. And
you mean everything?
Everything.
You mean Dickie? We call you Dickie Columbus because you act like you discovered stuff that we talked about months before.
Have you guys ever seen the show Lost? No, I'm kidding. I do have a tendency to discover things and then make it seem like I'm the guy that figured it out.
Yeah, it's a weird personality trait. You know what that says? You don't listen to anyone else.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I avoided this for a while.
But you're such a great guy. You see how delusional you are?
I'm so great.
I'm so kind.
I'm the kindest.
By the way, there's an episode on This Fool on Hulu. I'm telling you, so funny.
I watched last night for you.
There's an episode for
anyone. You know why I watched last night?
For who?
For you. Because I'm such a nice guy. Because I know you like it, and I wanted to relate to you and talk to you about it.
The whole premise on This Fool, there's one episode where he does all of these things because he loves when people say, you know what, you're a good guy. And like, he just feeds off of that fuel, and he's like, he's right, I am a good guy.
Bro, hugs, not thugs. I watch.
This Fool on Hulu.
Orale, fool.
I watched the... Listen.
I feel like you're that guy. You love people just assuming, because you smile every once in a while, man, he's such a good guy.
But I lead with kindness.
That's right.
I am
a good guy.
I lead with kindness, and I'm nice to others,
right.
So okay. Beat it.
Yeah, but you don't listen to what anyone else says until it matters to you.
That is true.
So
that's everybody.
Yeah, but you don't think that's annoying to everybody else when we're like, yeah,
Yo, Camino, we told you that. Camino,
Rich is the type of guy that also, Rich will tell you a joke that you told him. That's how bad he is.
Camino.
Rich will think he told, hey, I got this joke. You mean the one I told you? That, like, that's disrespectful.
Hugs, not thugs.
Okay, fine.
Hugs, not thugs.
I'm just trying to paint the picture.
Come on. I watch Blood In, Blood Out for you. See?
Well, that's because you're white on the outside. But brown on the inside. To the bone, I say.
To the bone.
To the bone, vato loco.
So, I'm late to the party on this, but I got to give it a big thumbs up. Spot's going to roll his eyes because Spot's the cook of all of our friends. You're the guy that loves grilling and cooking, and you make good pastries. Like, Spot's the buddy that when he goes to your house for a party, we could be watching the fight or the game, and Spot's bringing some sweet dip. Spot's like, I made this stromboli or something.
Spot's so good that we eat his dip and not our buddy's wife's seven-layer dip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a holiday party, and because Spot brought all the good fixins and food,
yeah.
I saw someone bring home their wife's dessert, like, full. And I was like,
yeah, I said, you gotta eat that.
Yeah.
By the way, take a bite.
That's a lesson to be learned. If someone's girlfriend or wife
My girlfriend made her famous seven-layer dip.
And no one touches
it.
It's insulting. She'll go home upset. So if some girl
But Spot
comes to your party.
Spot's always trying to one-up everyone else's, like, special recipe.
Can't help it.
Hey, what's up? Frank, how you doing, man? Yeah, my wife brought her crumb pie, her crumb cake she makes. Yeah,
she brought her delicious potato salad. She's crummy. Famous for it.
She goes home with a frown on her face, holding a big bucket of potato salad.
Oh, it's German potato salad? Oh.
Because Spot brought the heat.
That's why.
Yeah. So, Spot, you know what Spot makes? That good buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, don't mess with my buffalo chicken
dip. Yeah, like, who wants to eat, like, anyone else's seven-layer dip when Spot made that?
I make my blue cheese dressing from scratch.
Yeah. Is Spot coming over?
Right. Joel, next time we have a fight night or game night, you're coming.
I'm making
because
dip
you
just
gotta
for
try.
You.
I have to be there.
You gotta try Spot's dippings. So I'm new to this. I know, late to the party, Dickie Columbus. But my wife and I bought, finally, after everyone talked about it for the last couple of years, I'm all about the air fryer life now.
Oh, welcome.
I'm about the air fryer life because if you got little kids, it is the easiest way to prepare anything. I'm talking even like broccoli. Spray a little olive oil on it, put it in, 10 minutes later, crispy veggies.
Rich is making dino nuggets like no one else.
Yeah. No, but honestly, you could chicken breast. You could put anything in this thing. And
oh, shut up.
It's
everybody
fantastic.
Everybody knows.
You have one?
I do. I've always had one. Here's the thing, though. Here's what I've learned from it.
You can't bust my chops without me busting your chops because it was five years ago.
I through the toaster. I have one of those Cuisinart toaster, air fryer, how do you do's, right?
Yeah,
like an all-in-one sort of thing.
I think that's the one to have nowadays.
But I got
to
tell you, man, for me, the air fryer portion of this craze is sort of overhyped. For me, it's like I need a treadmill. Like your treadmill turns into a
Peloton.
Coat rack.
It's like the Peloton.
Yeah, it's like your Peloton.
Do you mean my coat rack?
Exactly. Yeah. The Peloton turns into a coat rack. And like the air fryer for me is something I don't ever really use. Like every once in a while, my girlfriend like, I reheat my French fries.
By the way, you don't officially own an air fryer until someone gives you their recipe for wings.
Oh.
That's a rite of passage.
Yo, what's the Saturday night fight this week?
This week, Anthony Joshua Usyk.
Spot. Wings?
No, I'm good.
Dippins? Come on.
Fight night? I'm good.
But no, all right, so yeah, Dickie Columbus, I'm late to the party on the air fryer. But it brought up another dumb question I know we talked about years ago.
It's all hype, man. Is it really that good, Spot?
Oh, it is.
I don't notice any difference.
It's easy. The final straw.
Do you have one? I have one.
Yeah,
but to bust your chops,
I'm not saying I'm Guy Fieri and I live in Flavortown.
It's like Rich's Peloton, like we said.
Yeah.
It's never really used.
I remember your ex-wife, you guys bought an ice cream machine, and you're like, bro, we made ice cream. I'm like, the one time. I guarantee.
I gotta tell you, that one time was great, though.
I was like, you're never going to use an ice cream maker.
That one time was.
One time.
It was great. It really
Honestly,
was.
Honestly, it is. My Peloton. I use my Peloton. I'm happy.
In my defense, I lost it in the marriage, so.
I'm happy that.
Never got to make any more.
I'm happy I used my Peloton for 6 months.
She wanted the ice cream maker?
I don't even know what happened to it, Joel. That's my life. I don't know. I'll see pictures of myself. I'm like, what happened to that jacket?
How bad was the marriage when she wanted the ice cream maker?
I don't know what happened to any of my things, and that's not to insinuate anything. I just don't know because it was one big blur. That's the truth.
Oh,
I mean, I'll see things. I'm like, wait a second. What happened to that? I'm only reminded through pictures, to be honest. And that's, again, not to insinuate. It's just like, I just don't know what happened during
did
that
did she take
time.
The ice trays,
out of the out of the freezer. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
again,
did.
We're on Fox Sports Radio. I'm not trying to disparage anybody. But yeah, but yes. But yes!
No, I'm just kidding. She took the door handles.
Yeah, why do you think I'm so angry, dude?
Yeah, relax.
I wake up mad like Antonio Brown.
Don't start tweeting now.
She took the toilet.
So,
but I'm not bitter, Rich. I'm better.
What therapist told you that?
Dr. Phil.
Covino, repeat after me. I'm not bitter.
She took the ring off the front door.
The ring doorbell.
I got that. You got to be.
No, she took the front door.
Yeah. He just has ring doorbell.
Nah, look. Fortunately for me, I didn't have anything anyway.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Right.
All right. Well, hey. Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick. Enjoy your air fryer. Enjoy everything. Hopefully you're having a good, what is it, Wednesday? Day two of our Dan Patrick hat trick.
I'd say to tie it into like a big fight night or playoffs or, you know, baseball game, people coming by, the air fryer, putting some wings in there is probably the best bet.
You know, I'll try that this week if you want to watch the fight together.
Yeah. Have some wings, enjoy the game.
All right, well, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about Discover, who you've been with, what, since the 90s?
97, man. Since the late 1900s.
Oh, man, you're old.
I think Abe Lincoln was alive back then.
You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We got more. CNR in for Dan Patrick next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back to Covino and Rich CNR on FSR Fox Sports Radio. Halfway through the week, in for Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick hat trick continues.
Hopefully you're having a more positive morning than Antonio Brown, who woke up and said, I feel like tweeting about Tom Brady this morning. Hating on him a little bit.
By the way, I love, there's things I love and I question about AB. Like, but his did you see that orange suit he was wearing, though, the other day? Like, imagine wearing that.
Was it like a Dumb and Dumber? So, like, Dumb and Dumber or no?
No, not like a tuxedo. It was like an orange rubber jumpsuit. Now, again, I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm not a NFL superstar, wide receiving, Super Bowl champion. I'm not a rap guy. You know, he's an entertainer. He's AB. But, like, that just goes to show you how different he is. Like, when he puts his clothes on in the morning, it's not your khaki shorts, right? It's like a rubber shiny jumpsuit.
I mean, if he's wearing all orange, he's either a convict, he loves Syracuse, he works at Hooters.
But this is the viral clip. Like, he was rocking this the other day, and it's like, man, that's crazy. How's he not dying in that thing? It must be so hot and sweaty in that outfit. But he's Antonio Brown. Yeah. He does what he does. He's a superstar, and he's mad at Tom Brady, and he's got a new dance craze going on, and that's just him.
Spot, what's the tweet again? The main one from Antonio Brown this morning?
Oh.
Antonio Brown just decided to wake up and hate on TB12 because, listen, Tom Brady is stepping away for a couple weeks and everyone's like, yeah, that's cool. But Tom Brady sort of earned that in a different way than Antonio Brown. And Tom Brady always treats everyone around him with respect and dignity for the most part.
Tom Brady, manipulate the game, gets 14 days, go home, get his mind right, LOL. Now you see the difference.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
The opportunity to get your mind right, whereas, hey, he didn't get the chance to get his mind right.
I rooted for Antonio Brown every step of the way. And during the break, I was talking to you guys by the kitchen. I'm like, yo, when he was back with Tampa, I was like, there he is. He has his chance. Like, you know, I believe everyone deserves second chances and sometimes thirds. But when he took his jersey off and he's like, yeah, I was like, yo, this is over. I don't think
I love it.
But I
love the drama.
Well, I enjoyed
it too. Yeah, it gives us something to talk about.
For the fun of it, and it's a good conversation with you.
I wish somebody would have socked him, though. That would have made it more better.
I just want to
come out, bam!
It's
what you doing, fool?
He's freaking yourself, fool, bam!
He just has so much talent that I wonder if at some point someone will. It's like your talent will take you so far. It's like, not to sound chauvinistic, but it's like, a hot girl gets a lot more chances than a not hot girl. Like, you will put up with the crap of a beautiful woman. If some guy's like dealing with a supermodel, there's a lot more he'll deal with. And I think Antonio Brown.
That was completely chauvinistic, but don't worry. You're such a good guy.
Yeah, he's so kind.
Such a good guy.
Thanks, buddy. I'm glad you acknowledge it.
He's handsome. That's why he gets away with it.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, jeez.
Rich thinks he is TB12.
Right?
He does.
If only. I mean, I feel like...
Jimmy G.
Yeah, Jimmy G. That's my dude. I'm going to miss him for the 49ers.
Such a nice guy.
I think this is the first time in a while, Covino, since I rooted for Mookie Wilson when he was traded to the Blue Jays in the late 80s. This is the first time I'll secondarily root significantly for a player. If Jimmy G ends up somewhere, how do you not root for that guy to win somewhere else?
I do. I absolutely do. I also root for Baker Mayfield. I think he was treated like yesterday's doo-doo diapers this year.
That is true.
You know, I'm rooting for that guy.
What else did we learn today? We learned that come playoff time, is it weird to have family or friends visit you when you know you're going to be mentally preoccupied with baseball playoffs, football playoffs? My in-laws suggested maybe mid-October, and I'm like, Mets playoffs! Oh, all right, let's go to line three. Who's on line three? I feel like... Ricky, we got someone on line three there. Rob in Indiana. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you guys doing? I enjoy listening to you. And first of all, my wife is full-blooded Filipino and currently in the Philippines taking care of her mother. And she had the audacity By the way, never talk about Manny Pacquiao in a bad way. It'll get you hurt.
Yeah, I know.
Audacity to call me during, I'm a big Cincinnati Reds fan. She called me during the Field of Dreams game last Thursday and wants to talk. Are you kidding
How dare she want to talk to you?
Look, here's the thing. We all get it, right? Yeah. We all understand. But for the non-sports fan or the person who doesn't get it, you have to realize, you have to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I've heard that.
You have to check yourself because it does come across like, is this guy serious right now?
Yeah, you got to angle it. You can't
be like, these are your priorities. But yeah, we all do get it.
Much like everything in life, it's how you angle it, right? All right, we have more Covino and Rich and for Dan Patrick next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.